Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Shop workers have been commended for their dedication and hard work over the past few months, having kept our essential supermarkets and convenience stores open amid the coronavirus pandemic and subsequent lockdown. Despite this resounding appreciation for these key workers in recent weeks, shop staff have faced violence and intimidation in the workplace at unprecedented rates, prompting retail giant Co-op to call for crucial legislation to be brought in to protect its staff from further mistreatment. I've been speaking to Claire, who manages a Co-op store in Essex. Claire, morning to you. Thanks for speaking to Cambridge 105 Radio. Tell me about the shop that you manage. Is it large, small?
Okay, so I'm the store manager of the Co-op in Gidea Park, and I would say it's one of our larger convenience stores. I've worked in a couple now, and this is one of the largest ones I've worked in.
And what sort of neighbourhood is it in? You know, most of the time, are the people friendly?
Generally, no. I mean, I live personally on the outskirts of Romford, and this store is in the same area, and it's a real mixture. Obviously, you've got obviously some lovely families that live nearby, but sadly as well, I sort of on a rat run that comes out from Romford, leading all the way out, so you do get some rather unsavoury characters.
It's quite bizarre if you think about it, because going shopping is supposed to be a pleasurable experience. You know, you might be buying, I don't know, something to eat that evening, some fruit to chomp on during the day, a bar of chocolate perhaps. It's great. So why do you think people want to be unpleasant?
I mean, obviously, the shoplifters generally give us the most abuse, but it's tend to when you can't, obviously, when you haven't exactly got what the customer wants, and especially we notice when you're asking for ID as well, which obviously by law we have to. Some customers really do not like this, and you get a lot of verbal abuse from that.
Would you say there's been an increase in the amount of abuse that you and your staff as well have received since the start of lockdown?
Definitely, yes. Myself, I've experienced a lot more verbal abuse, and I know that my colleagues have as well since lockdown.
And what does the abuse look like? Or you say verbal abuse, but does it ever go beyond that?
Well, since lockdown, I've been threatened to be spat at and given coronavirus by a shoplifter when I asked him to leave, very politely. I've had verbal abuse from customers when we've had to obviously say, look, you can only have one of them item. That was when it was at its worst, obviously, when people were panic buying.
This is the whole toilet roll and flour thing, wasn't it?
Exactly,
even though toilet roll manufactured in the UK and there was never any problem for supplies.
There was never any problem, but obviously people panic bought and obviously they gave us a lot of abuse. I've had an elderly gentleman pushed over in the store by a customer, which he then fell into myself because a woman wanted to get some bread. But generally, this does happen all the time. I mean, obviously, sadly, before this, I had to attend court because the shoplifter actually physically pushed me over and pushed me in my chest, so I fell over.
So I was about to say, does this get onto the edge of violence? This clearly is violence.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from other colleagues as well that work in neighbouring stores, they've been punched in the face, they've been attacked, they've had fireworks thrown at them. I could carry on giving you more and more examples, sadly.
Yeah. And what happens after the incident? Presumably, is there some log you have to tell head office of the co-op as to what's happened?
We have a very, very good system where we log every incident. And obviously, we do contact the police. And obviously, this is some of the problem, is that the police don't always get back to you or attend the store.
And why is that? Is that simply because it's, oh, no, it's them again, or they're always going round that shop? Or is it simply that they're overworked like the rest of us?
Obviously, this is what we're asking the government to do, is for obviously the police to prioritise shop worker violence. Because half the time, I don't actually think that they've got the time to even come out, if I'm honest.
And when you say you don't think they've got the time to come out, is that because they've got, you know, they have instructions to look after this group and instructions to go and check up on this group, and just gradually, for no other reason, not so much you're being pushed down to the list, but other people are going on the top of the list?
They are, and obviously, sadly, these incidences are happening so regularly in stores now. I guess that probably, like you did say, it does. They think, oh, that's that again. It is so common, and we call them so often, I guess they take that as, oh, well, that's happened again. And we can't see it like that. It needs to be taken seriously.
So when you say the government should intervene, what should they do? Does it need new legislation, or does it just need the police and other authorities, for that matter, to follow legislation which is already there?
Well, obviously, Alex Norris, the MP, has obviously got a bill, the Assault on Retail Workers Bill, which is obviously why we're doing this campaign, because we've heard nothing back from it for a year, which is for the government to start taking it seriously. So higher penalties for attacks when we're actually enforcing the law. Because when we're asking for ID, we are enforcing the law. And we need the sentences to be taken seriously when these people do go to court. Because if they're not taken seriously, they're going to carry on offending.
Because at my age, most of the people who I know get asked for their ID are very pleased indeed that the question's even gone forward. So what does the Co-op do to help you on this?
The Co-op are fantastic. I mean, they've invested $70 million, obviously, to help protect us. I mean, we've got state-of-the-art CCTV, we've got body cams.
State-of-the-art, you mean CCTV where you can actually make out who's committing the crime? Because so often you're just seeing stuff which is out of focus, aren't you?
No, and we have buttons linked in, so I can literally press the button and it goes live and they can monitor it from their end as well. They can call the police for us. So that system is fantastic. But for us, it's having the headsets as well, so you're always in contact with colleagues on the shop floor. So if you are experiencing anything, you can have someone come over to you straight away. But I think for us as well, it's the emotional support that Co-op provide, because this isn't a crime on the Co-op or the business. This is a crime on us as people. We're the ones that have to go home after facing it and come back again the next day when you're very anxious and scared. Yeah. So they do provide us with a lot of emotional support, which is just as important.
It's slightly off as a tangent from the main part of our conversation, but I know in the following on from coronavirus, and many of the shops are starting to get in Perspex screens.
Yep, we have.
And presume you've got those too. Do you see that as a, if you like, almost as a barrier between you and the customer, or are you, in the light of what you've been telling me about, are you actually happy that they're there?
Every colleague is very happy that they're there, and I believe that they're going to remain as well, even when this is over, because it does make me feel safer.
It's a shame, isn't it? Over the last 10 years or so, maybe longer than that, places like, you know, banks, building societies in particular, where people used to be hidden behind screens and pulling the shutters down, they've all sort of come out almost to the extent where you can't really tell the staff apart from the customers. But now the combination of coronavirus and the violence that you've been describing to us this morning, makes it really necessary, doesn't it?
It does make it very necessary. And all the colleagues, even obviously because of the coronavirus, but they do feel safer, because obviously we get till snatches as well, and you get people try and grab the items before they've paid for it, especially items behind the counter that are higher value. So it has actually given them a sense of extra security.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. Claire, thank you very much for speaking to Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's okay. Thanks very much for listening.
Live and local.
Cambridge Breakfast. Cambridge 105 Radio.